So, for some of you who may be new to this meeting, I will speak louder, Trish. We will start this meeting with a guided meditation, and then you're welcome to explore whatever questions you may have. So, to start with, if you can, you're welcome either to close your eyes or turn your gaze inward and rest. Welcome yourself, welcome your experience as it appears to you. Rest as presence. We can let go of the past and let go of whatever tasks you may need to do. You'll get to them later. For now, simply come to presence and welcome yourself as this presence. You may notice that your experience is composed of perceptions, thoughts, and sensations. As well as something else besides that which is perceived, which is the perceiving aspect, the fact of perceiving. The reality of perception. This awareness which is invisible to the senses. And yet undeniable. And this awareness is effortless. There is nothing that you actually need to do in order to hear these words. Nothing that you need to do in order to simply be. Nothing that you need to do in order to know that you are. That which is also knows that it is. That which is perceives and knows that it perceives. your reality and the reality of that which perceives are one and the same. They are not two. Your reality and the reality of that which knows that it is are not two. There is a reality to that which you perceive. But at most, the reality of that which you perceive is equal to the reality of that which perceives. At most, the reality of the world which you perceive the reality of sensations, the reality of the body, which you perceive. The reality of your mind, of thoughts and memories, which you perceive, is equal to your reality. Which is awareness, consciousness, invisible to the senses, without borders, whenever you look for any limits to the reality which perceives, whenever you look for any limits to I, in fact, you don't find any. You may find thoughts and sensations, images, but you won't find any actual borders. You won't find any limits, any conditions upon awareness. When you look at effort, you will find that effort is always either on behalf of a fictitious entity, or necessary to accomplish certain practical functions. But you will not find any effort to become aware. Effortless awareness is your true nature. Free, not dependent on anything phenomenal. That which understands these words, that which perceives this perception, is awareness itself. we confuse ourselves to be the body mind, to be a limited consciousness, to be a male or female form. You are not anything which you perceive. You are free to define yourself any way you wish, because your freedom is God's freedom, infinite freedom. Any way you define yourself is limiting. Because you define yourself as a body mind, as a person, and you will spend your life living under this limitation, struggling, seeking for happiness outside of yourself in a variety of experiences, which will not fulfill you. But of course, you are welcome to go for it. Only your interest in truth and your dedication to the understanding will reveal to you the garden, will reveal to you the causeless peace that does not come and go. when you are doing any effort, ask yourself on whose behalf is this effort being conducted? Is it on behalf of your personal self, whatever that is? Or is it arising out of love, out of joy, out of freedom, out of your love for creativity or your love for expression? Ask yourself, what are you looking for? For whom and for what purpose? What really matters to you? Allow yourself to be guided by reason, intelligence, and love. Because love is compassionate. Fair. Non-judgmental. Always available. You don't need to look far. It's right here. Love is real. But it shines in your heart and through your actions. It enlightens the world. Brings solace to people's hearts around you. without any effort. No effort. In time, you discover that you are that. That you are love itself. And upon this understanding, your body becomes a channel in your mind, an expression of this love, which is universal, belongs to everybody. Do not confuse yourself to be a limited body-mind. Investigate that belief so that you become free of this unnecessary limitation. And via that understanding, without doing anything, you heal around you all the wounded, pained hearts. Know that I am refers to universal being. The I that you are is a universal self. Everyone is your very self. Everybody is yourself. The same I that I am shines in everybody's being as everybody's being. There is no separation anywhere. Be clear. This understanding is yours so that it can spread throughout your entire being and beyond.